Hey guys, and welcome to my podcast, Not All Teens. I am very happy that you guys have joined me today, and I hope you guys are doing very, very good, and let's get straight into my pod. So, welcome to my podcast, as I said like 5 seconds ago. I want to just do updates on me, because I've been doing updates on me, like, forever now. And I want to get straight into my list. So, first things first, I am in my closet, again, with my... You guys can kind of hear my beanbag. I'm going to stop moving so you guys can't hear it anymore. But I'm in my closet, again, because I love it. I like how it sounds. Like, if you guys listened to the last episode, I was in my closet, too. And it sounded good. Like, my dad said it sounded good. So, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll keep doing it. And it's very comfortable. I just have to, find some, like, beanbag stuff to put in my beanbag. Because it's, like, super low on whatever the stuff goes inside the beanbag. And I even asked my grandma, text her yesterday, and was like, oh, do you have any beanbags? And she was like, no, but you should get this stuff. But the stuff that you put in your beanbag, I feel like it's so expensive. So I will figure it out and update you guys. That was on my list. The other thing that's on my list is, by the time you guys listen to this, it's going to be spring break. It's currently not spring break at this moment, but I am very much looking forward to it, as I've been saying for like the last 3 weeks. I did a math test today. I honestly don't know if I failed it or not, but yeah. And then I have like a physics test tomorrow, and like I have a history test coming up, and I'm just ready to get this school year over with. But I'm not excited for my junior year, but I'm excited to get this term over with. The other thing is, I was talking to, like, one of my favorite people in the world, and she recommended, she recommended me these books, and I told her, oh, yeah, I'm gonna just ask my mom to buy them, because I always ask, like, I literally got 2 books in the mail today. Like, I'm constantly getting books all the time, ask my mom to buy them, doing chores so I can have those books. And she was like, you need to go drive yourself to the library. And I was like, wow, why haven't I thought of that? You know, like, I haven't thought of going to the library. And then I forgot that they were back open, because they were closed. And like in March, I had library books, and then not until like the end of last year we could return them because of everything. And I went to the library last year, and they were like, oh no, you have to like schedule an appointment, and I didn't know, and all that stuff. So then she told me, yeah, you need to go work on your driving skills and go to the library. So I was like, of course, let me go look it up. I looked up the library, see when it was going to open. It literally opened yesterday, the library that I like that's kind of close to me. And I looked up, like, I put some books on hold because, of course. And also, I looked up. There's this app that they have called Hoopla. And basically, it's like digital books that you can just get instantly, and it returns by itself. And you just get them on your phone through the app from the library. It's the coolest thing ever. Like, it's free, so of course it's cool. And my sister had, like, an iPad that she didn't use. So, of course, you know, I figured out the iPad, got the app, and I'm currently going to be reading a lot of ebooks. Even though ebooks aren't 100% my thing, I will try it and let you guys know. I also am going to try audiobooks, like listening to an audiobook, because I listen to podcasts. I have a podcast, like, I don't mind listening to people, but also, like, I've never really listened to an audiobook, and I really want to know how it's like, what it's like. So maybe if I'm like on a run listening to a book, you know, or just on a walk, because I'm that kind of boring person. The other thing is, I have picture day tomorrow, and I have not seen anybody of my 2023 class since last year. And I'm not scared or anything, because honestly, like, I don't think I'm going to talk to anyone except my best friend, because she has like the similar last name as me, so we're going to be going at the same time. But yeah, I'm going back to school for a day. I also don't know what I'm going to wear, and I'm literally in my closet, so I'm looking at my clothes and like, oh, what should I wear? But I don't really know. I'm still deciding that. The last thing on my list is, there's, as I said last episode, and maybe the episode before that, there's going to be a guest coming up. Woo, woo, background noise, woo, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a guest coming this month. Won't say any more details, but looking very much forward to that. First guest of my podcast. Yay. Okay, so that's updates on me, and let's get into Book of the Week. So, this month's Book of the Week is Legend by Marie Lu. And let me give you guys my Goodreads book description. What was once the Western United States is now home to the Republic, a national place at war with its neighbors. Born into an elite family in one of the Republic's wealthiest districts, 15-year-old June is a prodigy, being groomed for success in the Republic's highest military circles. Born into the slums, 15-year-old Day is the country's most wanted criminal, but his motives might not be as miraculous as they seem. From different worlds, June and Day have no reason to cross paths, until the day June's brother, Mectis, is murdered, and Day becomes the prime suspect. Caught in the ultimate game of cat and mouse, Day is in a race for his family's survival while June seeks to avenge her brother's death. But in a shocking turn of events, the two uncover the truth of what has really brought them together, and the sinisters in their country. Will they go to keep its secrets? Ah, so good. I'm sorry, I just screamed. But I loved this book so much, and I say, okay, I'm always like you guys are probably like, Maya, every book you say you love, oh my gosh, like, no, this book, any Nicola Yoon book, top, superior to my world, but this book is like very good. I give it a 10 out of 10, and I'm like, you guys are like, oh my gosh, you give every book a 10 out of 10. Like, this is a amazing book. It came out in I think it came out in, like, between 2011 and 2013, so I wasn't, like, old enough to be reading it or, like, had the attention span to read it. But, no. If any of you guys are just, like, text me, email me, go on my website, give a little suggestion, and you're like, what are your book recommendations? This book is in my top 5 recommendations, and it literally, like, got a book out of my top 5. Like, it threw a book away. The other book that was in my top 5, gone. It replaced it, basically. That's what I was trying to say. Anyone who asked me for a book rec, I'm giving them this book as it. I love the characters, and it is a 3-book series, so I'm reading the second book currently, and I have, like, so much schoolwork that I haven't been able to, like, finish it, but it's also good. It's so good. The book is so good that you're, like, thinking, if you put it down, you're like, wait, I want to press play again. Like, I want to watch, like, what movie was I watching earlier? That's what you think. But you're literally reading this book. It's so well written. It's so hooking and attaching. The storyline is great. It even has, like, plot twist. Also, if you read it, you might want to get the second book because it's a cliffhanger, so you need to be ready. I wouldn't be able to be in the time frame when this came out because I would be so mad. But I read this earlier last week, I think. I read it this week. Yeah, because I always read it before I do the podcast. I read it, like, earlier this week, and I skipped homework to read this book. That's how good it was. So, I don't like this term, but usually I love to do homework. Like, I love my schoolwork. That's a very priority to me. But I skipped work. I didn't not turn it in, but I skipped doing it to read this book because it was so good. Maria Lu, I've never heard of her, but she's all over BookTok. I want to read more of her books just because it's so good. So if you want a book to read right now, this is your sign to go read Legend. Go read it right now. I got it from Thrift Books. I said Thrift Books in, like, another one of my episodes, how much I liked it and how good, like, or my review on it more. And I got it from Thrift Books, but also Amazon. Not Walmart. I've seen it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, so go, or wherever you think it might be, just look it up, go get it right now, okay? That was my book of the week, and let's get to the second part of my podcast. Hey guys, and welcome to the second part of my podcast, Let's Really Talk, where I really talk about mental health related segments and anything like that. And as you guys saw on the title, it is called Not All Teens Get Burnout. So, what is burnout? Burnout is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It happens when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. So let me give my definition of burnout. My story of burnout. So I used to play basketball, and I played it since I was in like third grade until ninth grade. And it felt like, as I think back on it, it really consumed my life. And if I did not stop playing basketball, I wouldn't have had this podcast, and I wouldn't have been finding like more things about myself again. But it very much consumed my life. It also could be that I was playing two sports, so those both sports kind of consumed my life. But to me, I played basketball for longer than volleyball, but then I started playing volleyball also, and I enjoyed that more. So that was kind of more the reason why I chose playing volleyball, like not playing basketball anymore and playing volleyball. But also, I was always stressed. Oh my gosh, my voice cracked. I was always stressed about basketball. Anytime I thought of it, I was anxious. I was just stressed about it, anxious, not really looking forward to it. Every single thing that I would, like, anything that I was about to do relating to it would consume my mind, and I couldn't, like, it felt like it was taking over me, really. Just the stress was. And I started to experience burnout of it when I was in middle school, so, like, 7th or 8th grade, and I had pretty much burnout from then to when I stopped playing. So I had it for a while. And I want to like talk about burnout because you can experience from anything. I know that I told my mom, like, should I talk about confidence or burnout? And she was like, talk about burnout because it's about to be spring break and people might be burnout from school. Because as I think about it, as I'm going to say, like, some of the symptoms to maybe if you're knowing you're burnt out, I have been having this with school as I realize it, as I think back and me complaining about school every single episode. But I want to, also, Emma Chamberlain talked about burnout, and she talked about it from her YouTube. This girl that I watch on YouTube, she talked about also being burnt out from YouTube. I talked about it from sports, from school, any activity, really, you can be burnt out from. You can be burnt out from life, because life is crazy. It's a crazy activity. So, but how do you know if you're on the road to it, you know? So, I want to, oh my gosh. I need a burp, but I don't think it's going to come out. You may be on the road to burnout if maybe every day you feel like it's a bad day whenever you're doing this, or just in general, it feels like it's a bad day every day. You feel like caring about this subject or caring about whatever task you're thinking about that you feel like you're getting burnt out from, you feel like it's a total waste of energy. Like, there's no point in doing it. What is the purpose of it? You also feel exhausted 24/7, always tired, especially tired thinking of the subject. When you're doing the subject or task or whatever, you feel very mind numb or overwhelmed, or maybe you're just going through the motions and trying to get over it. And lastly, you feel like nothing you do doing the subject, whatever, you feel like nothing you do makes a difference or is appreciated by another person. So, the other question I was gonna say is, don't we all, like, have days when we feel like this? Like, any of the things I listed, or just, like, one of the things that I listed, we have all experienced it, and it can be like just a total random day when we just felt like this. So does that mean like we're burnt out, you know? I say burnt out, but burnout, are you burnt out? Does that mean that? But no, kind of no, answering that question that I just asked so weirdly, because burnout is like a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but it can creep up on you when you least expect it. And the signs and the symptoms of it are like subtle at first, but can become worse over time. So like, if you think of your symptoms that I said earlier, you think of those as red flags, and that is something that needs to be addressed. So if you're feeling those things about whatever I said, like I said that list of things, and you think of something particular that you've been feeling very strongly about, that is your sign that that's a red flag that you may start to be burnt out from that. So if you pay attention to that, and you pay attention to your stress levels when you're doing that, you can prevent having a major breakdown. But if you ignore them, you'll eventually get burnt out, like, over time. Like, it'll eventually be the major breakdown. So, if spring break wasn't happening next week, I honestly think I would be burnt out from school. Just because it's very, I feel all those things that I said earlier. Like, it starts to feel like there's no purpose of it. Every day feels exhausting. I just have no energy doing it. Like, that's how I feel. But I have three major tips to help when feeling burnt out. The first one is to turn to others. So of course, reach out to those that you're closest to, your best friends, your family, etc., whoever. Try to be more social. And it's very hard right now because, of course, online school, not in contact with that many people. But I feel sometimes when school is very hard for me, I try to be more social, as I said. I try to just put on my camera, interact with other people in the chat, just try to feel like I'm still at school, you know? The third thing is limit your contact with negative people. I have done an episode on toxic friends. I think that was the second episode, so go listen to that for toxic friends. But negative people, toxic friends, same thing. Stay away from them. The last thing is find a friend. And I always am looking for new friends. And you guys that are listening are definitely my friends. And I always want to find more people that I can relate to. And it's so hard right now not being at school. But also, a good resource is social media to an extent of not overwhelming yourself with it. But you can definitely find people that look like you, think like you on social media, which is a great thing. My throat is so parched. The second thing is reframe the way you look at this task. So whatever you're thinking that you might be burnt out from, try to find value in it. So try to think of reasons why you're doing it, the big picture of it, and you doing the task, how will it benefit you in the future? The second thing is finding balance. Balance is so important in everything that everyone does. Finding balance between hanging out with your friends and doing your schoolwork and hanging with your family and hanging out with your friends and all this. Balance, balance, balance. Balance is key to life. I really believe that. And finding balance with this task that you're thinking of can definitely help. The last thing is taking time off. That imbalance are major, major, major things. Sometimes you can get burnt out and not do it anymore like I did. Or sometimes you can get burnt out and just start to love it again and you just need time off of it to feel the way you feel again, you know? So that's definitely true. Definitely real, definitely true. The third thing is to reevaluate your priorities. So, setting boundaries. Boundaries are always important. You can't let this whatever task consume your life like some other things like school, sports can easily consume your life no matter who you are. The next thing is to take a daily break from technology. So, as I said, like, if you guys want to know, like, my opinion on big apps like TikTok, I'm literally promoting myself during this whole podcast. I did a episode on my opinion on TikTok and everything, but definitely, like, everybody says taking a break from technology, and your mom might be like, you might tell your mom, oh my gosh, my head hurts, and she's like, because you're on that phone, but literally that can be true sometimes. The next thing is to fill in your creative side. Do other things, like, if this task is, like, a creative task that you're thinking about, do something else that's creative that's not related to it. We're all creative people, and we all just need to find something that gets our juices flowing. Then the last two things are to set aside relaxation time. And this is 100% true. I try to meditate all the time. And I hate it when I say, like, okay, I'm going to go meditate, and I don't do it. Because honestly, meditating it makes you feel so good after. Like, just clearing your brain and feeling, like, so fresh. It feels like a fresh shower when you meditate. It feels so good. And then the last thing is getting plenty of sleep. My sleep schedule has been crazy this week, and that might be the reason why I feel so burnt out from school. But sleep schedule and water are, like, key to survive life, no matter what it is. So if you noted down all these things, or just remember some of these things, and you do them, and you still feel the same, it might be a sign that you have to move on from whatever you're thinking about and try something new. So that was my little thing on my little Let's Really Talk on Burnt Out. And let's get to the last part of my pod. Hey guys, and welcome to the last part of my podcast, What's On My Mind, where I talk about what's on my mind. This is my third time recording this because this embarrassing moment that I'm about to talk about, I don't want the person to know, so I'm trying to keep it as secret as possible, and I keep slipping up, so I'm gonna try it again. So, I am talking about the top five most embarrassing moment in my life, and the number one most embarrassing moment I've ever experienced with a person that I've liked. Okay, so I'm not gonna say the years, keep it very not detailed, but detailed. Between middle school and high school, there was a dance that I attended. I attended this dance with my friends, and the guy that I liked was kind of in my friend group, kind of not in my friend group, a kind of complicated kind of thing. So, we're at the dance, we're inside and everything, and this very popular song that I won't name came on, and there was, like, a little dub smash / TikTok. I don't know where it came from, but it was a dance and a couple of popular dance moves that were intercoursed with this song. Sidebar, if you know me, or you might not know me, whatever, I have no rhythm. I know, I am a Black person with no rhythm. I cannot dance for anything. I can't do that. So, but for some reason, on this particular day, I was feeling like I could. I was like, yeah, like, what? Why would you ever listen to somebody else saying you can't dance, Maya? That's what I was saying to myself. Why do you listen to your sister that's a dancer? Why would you listen to her and listen to her saying that you can't dance when you know you can dance? You know you can dance. So that's what I was saying to myself in my head. I was like, yeah, of course I can dance. Why did I think I can't? Okay. That's my little sidebar of what you guys need to know before this happens. So, me and my friend group and the guy are this we're in the dance. The song comes on and we're all kind of doing the dance to the song, right? And I hit this particular dance move. I do this move, and you know what happens? Me and the guy are kind of close to each other, like, kind of, like, facing each other. I hit this move, and he laughs, okay? He laughs at me. I just wanted to keep it silent for a moment so you guys could feel the embarrassment, feel the secondhand embarrassment that I experienced when I did a dance move, and the person that I liked laughed at me, you know? So, that happened. I did not know what to do. My heart literally went to my feet. Like, why? That's so embarrassing. Like, the guy that you like literally laughing at. Not with you. I wasn't laughing at you. He was laughing at me because I have no rhythm. I probably didn't even catch the beat. I probably hit the dance and the beat happened after he stopped laughing at me. That's how bad I am at dancing. So he laughs at me and I just laugh. I'm like, yeah, yeah. But in the inside, I literally was crying. Okay? I felt so embarrassed. Like, why would the guy that I like laugh at me after doing like a dance? But it was really embarrassing. From then, the thing is, it wouldn't have been that bad if he didn't mimic me doing it. Okay, that was like the worst part. That really pulled it all together and made me just want to bury myself in the ground, like literally bury myself. So because that time, that little 10 second, 1 minute, whatever time happened, I was so traumatized that I honestly cannot tell you anything else that happened. After that, before that, that's the only part that's memorized in my brain. So, thanks for listening to my little embarrassing moment. And thanks for listening to my podcast. Go follow my Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Not All Teens. And I'm very excited for you guys to hear the guest that is coming up. And yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.